Number 72 from June of 2010, Letting Go of the Wheel. This spring, Deborah and I made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land of Lutheranism, that is, Minnesota, to do some continuing education and visit my dad. I happened to be out in the field ripping out an old fence line when the brothers who rent dad's land came in to plant that field. The brother who was running the tractor and the planter stopped and talked with me for a while, and asked if I would like to get in the cab and ride a couple of rounds with him while he planted. I said that I surely would like to do that, and off we went. The technology of that planting unit is amazing. In the first place, it plants 16 rows at a time, which is four times as many as we ever planted at a time when Dad was working the land. But that is not the most remarkable thing. There are even bigger planters than that now. One part that fascinated me was that there was a computer in the cab that calculated exactly how many seeds per acre were being planted. It also told each planter box when to shut off on the point rows so that it didn't double plant. However, the part that really got me was the tracker system. There was a picture of the field on the computer screen and a global positioning system guiding the tractor as it went up and down the field to keep the next outside row exactly 30 inches from the last row planted. All you have to do is turn the tractor around on the end rows, then click the tracker button and let go of the steering wheel. The guidance system will keep the tractor going in exactly the right path. It is a weird thing to just be sitting in the cab without touching the wheel as the tractor winds its way around the curves of the field, always going just where it should be going. There is a great temptation to grab the wheel from time to time because it feels pretty out of control. The planting experience reminded me of a saying from the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, which encourages people who want to be in recovery from addictions to, quote, let go and let God, unquote. The part about surrendering control to a higher power than oneself is always the most difficult part of the spiritual recovery from addiction. Letting go of the steering wheel of our lives is difficult for all of us, it seems. We may pray that God would enter our lives, but when we think about actually letting God run things, we tend to balk. We may say that Lord's Prayer that goes, Thy will be done, but don't we secretly hope that God's will turns out to be the same as our will? If we are honest, wouldn't we really like to tell God, Lord, you and I will get along fine, as long as you do whatever I want? There is always the fear that if I let go of the wheel and let God steer, that He might take me somewhere I really don't want to go. What if I turn into a holy roller of some kind? What if I let God steer and He steers me into becoming a missionary to Indonesia? What if God steers me away from some of the things that I really like to do? God seems to be rather particular about this steering thing. He seems to say to us, look, either you're going to drive or I'm going to drive, but we're not both going to drive. Look at your driving record in life and then look at mine. Who would you think should be driving? That is the question of the day. Who is driving? Will we let go of the wheel and let go and let God?